Welcome, welcome, welcome to session number 7. Session number 7. And we're going over chapter 4, where we're talking about God is more than enough to meet your emotional needs. It says here, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. David is walking along the way, along the right path in which God has guided him, and yet the path has brought him into a sinister valley. And David must deal with fear. You know, God can bring you to a place and it might not look good. He can bring you to a place at any given time, it might not even feel so good. Emotionally, I'm talking about emotionally, it may not feel so good. Fear is a negative emotion, y'all. Fear is a negative emotion. There are a lot of reasons for emotional deficits, for these pains of the heart. For some, it's loneliness, like the little girl who wanted a talking doll because she wanted to press a button and be able to say, I love you. Adults just get more expensive toys to battle their loneliness. Emotional deficits happen when you're drained. Again, emotional deficits happen when you're drained. You know, I always tell people this, if you're too tired to do it, stop, take a break, rest. If you're mentally tired, if you're physically tired, if you're emotionally tired, it's important you take a break, because you can almost expect something negative to come from it. Yes, I said it. You see, to the emotional drained person, the forecast is the same every day. It's cloudy skies. It's rain. David had a particular trauma. His particular trauma happened to be fear. Each one of us we all have a particular trauma. We all have it. I don't care how much you try to compress it. I don't care how much you try to dress it up or dress it down. We all have something. You see, David had an issue with fear because David was always running for his life. Therefore, he was under the umbrella of fear. But for David, as well as for us, to have the Lord as your shepherd means knowing that he'll meet your emotional needs no matter how severe your emotional deficit is. You know, again, I was talking to some ladies where their emotional deficit, they needed to be needed. So they was always drawn to a particular type of person. You have to know your limits. You have to know your limits. You have to know your deficits. But also you have to have a sureness about yourself and know this, that God can send you to a very place in which you can have some very complicated and complex emotions that you will have to deal with. You can't move into a positive place until you get out of that emotional deficit you find yourself in. Again, just as David, no matter how severe your emotional deficit is, God is right there with you and he can indeed see you through. You see, sometimes in life, you might also find yourself in a dark place. David doesn't speak here of going into the valley of death, but into the valley of the shadow of death. There's something different from death. The valley looks like death. The valley feels like death, yet it's not death, but it's only a shadow of it. You see, that's how come I tell someone feelings are deceiving. You see, it could feel like it's the end of the world, but it's not. It might feel like a valley of death, but it's just the shadow of death. And so oftentimes, as it referenced in the book, when the shepherd is leading the sheep through canyons, valleys, the sheep are often sometimes scared, because at the night, during the nighttime hour, is when the wolves come out. During the nighttime hour is when the foxes come out. During the nighttime hour is when the hyenas come out. So you see, it's during the nighttime that enemies emerge to overtake the sheep. So when the sheep saw the shadows, they thought the worst. They thought the worst. You see, sometimes we may find ourselves in a tough spot, though it might seem. You might just see the shadow of a tough spot. So darkness has a way of coming over you and making you feel trapped, like you're emotionally tied to a situation that you can't break free from. You have to know that the triggers are there when you find yourself in emotional despair. You need to know this. You might have tried everything in your own power, in your own might, and you just can't overcome it. But you also have to know this, that it's in these valleys of the shadows that he's given you an extraordinary gift. You have to understand that you might have exceeded, ran out of all other options. You might be as low as you can go. But you have to understand, just as David did in Psalms 23, you cannot let these circumstances dominate your emotions. Again, you cannot let this dark hour, this nighttime, dominate your emotions. Now, you cannot deny the reality. Trusting God doesn't mean lying. It doesn't mean I ain't never scared. That's not what trusting God means. Trusting God doesn't mean that I never get discouraged, disappointed, frustrated, or angry. None of us can say that. I can't tell you that being super spiritual is going to get you to the next level. But just like David, in spite of everything, in spite of how everything looked in the valley, in spite of how he felt, in spite of the doom and the gloom, in spite of whatever it was that was trying to overtake him, like death itself, he did not succumb to fear. So even in the dark abyss, he says, I will fear no evil. Even in whatever state you have to find yourself, I will not succumb to this. You might be looking over your shoulders. The wolves might be just around the corner. The hyenas might be up the road. But you have to know that you cannot yield to emotional trauma that seeks to overtake you. So again, feelings are deceiving. And I want to let you know, I've been there. I've been where I didn't feel good, but I was really good. I've been to a point where I didn't quite understand the state or the space that I was in, but I knew that God had called me to this very place that I was in to get the help that I needed, to get the healing that I longed for. And so as we're talking about meeting our God can meet our emotional needs. I'm here to tell you that he's concerned about you. He's caring. He's caring. He's waiting with his arms wide open. He has one hand ready to dry every tear. He has another arm there to lift you up in his bosom, to allow you to get the air that you need to fly higher than an eagle. Until we meet again, thanks again. I'm excited to look forward to our next session as we continue to deal with God is more than enough to meet our emotional needs. Be blessed.